We welcome you on board for those taking the broadcast on the DirtTrackChannel.com in America. Aaron Drever, Ian Durbin, Graham Stander, your commentary team, Western Spring Speedway on a great night of action, which has seen the Barry Butterworth Classic being run. Jerry Coombs Jr. on, taking grid position number 20, a self-handicapped race with Michael Pickens on 19, Brad Moser on 18, Hayden Williams 17. Will run through the top of the grids as we get ready for the four-wide salute about to come out here at Western Spring Speedway. It is something special, but I'm Barry Butterworth's car, the car that he last ran here.
Who's driving the pace car? We don't know. I think it's the owner, actually.
I think it is. Come on, Western Springs. They're going to form four wide at the moment. Make some noise as they come round. The Barry Butterworth Classic brought to you by CRC Industries. The race started by Brett Morris from Seamount with $5,000 on lap 21.
I'm as loyal as possible to be for the New Zealanders, Michael Pickens, but obviously I think Jerry Coombs Jr., he's the current champion. He's got the winningest team that have won more 50 lap races than anybody in the Danny Lendich Wendy's car. So I'm going to go with Jerry Coombs Jr. in the Wendy's number 3 car, right from the back, grid 20.
Great. Ian Durbin, who's your final pick?
I have to go with Michael.
Michael Pickens.
Judy Kiwi-wise dictates that.
We're about to go green. Dave Harding, Shannon Taylor, the big boys from the back. We're going green, 40 laps. The Barry Butterworth Classic brought to you by CRC Industries and Seamount with the $5,000 bounty on lap 21. Who's going to be there? Dave Harding leads around. Dave Harding. Coons and Pickens trying to thread the needle four wide out of turn number two. The top four in the Western Spring Speedway. Harley Taylor behind him, he heads into the back of the Doctor. And the Doctor's still out in front. Two in the box, 38 to go. Pickens already started. Oh, Warboys jumps the cushion. Good major air time. They got collected by Hayden Williams.
It's exciting. You just don't know where to look. But so far, Jerry Coombs is staying down the bottom, just staying out of trouble. He's being held up a little bit by Scott Butlick. But I'll tell you what, the real flyer here is the guy out in front, young Brock Maskevich. Can peel off some really quick lap times if he can keep that average up with a clear field in front of him. He's got Kevin Payne from BSL working on the car, and they seem to have struck a really good combination. But the real action is further back. Now, Michael, because he didn't stop, he doesn't have to start at the rear of the field. Usually, if the car stops in any incident, they start them from the rear of the field. But Michael was able to keep going, so it will go back to the last recorded lap, which should put him just in behind Jerry Coombs Jr.
Does he have a flat front left rear tyre? Have a look at the front left rear. Something's broken. It's going.
Definitely, Michael's got a flat left front tyre. Now, of all the tyres on the car, that's the best one to go flat. It is the safest option for him. It won't cause him too many problems because when the car's going around the turn, that's the wheel with the least amount of weight on it.
Can I change my bet?
No, you can't change your bet, Derbs. So the restart order, Graham, with five in the books, 35 to go. Maskevich, Harding, Taylor, Green, Wade, Mullins, Jick, Taylor, Hickman, Inslee, O'Connor, Brunt, Buckley, Jerry Coombs Jr., Williams, Moser, Warboys, Pickens and Drummonds. Michael Pickens has a flat front left.
Yeah, so now what the question is what will this do to the car? So with a flat left front tyre, it will put more load on the right front tyre and the left rear tyre. Now on this particular track where they're running the bottom, that is not a bad thing. So he will be able to progress forward at quite a rate. Whether he can challenge for the lead when he gets that far up through them, it's hard to say, but he will be on the charge. Don't worry about that.
Thank you, Graham. We've got 35 laps to go. The CRC Billy Butterworth Classic. race. An absolute great race, Western Springs.
You should be
out. Rod Meskovich.
You should be.
Jerry Coons Jr.
Oh,
Brad Moses.
Listen, I'll tell you what, you shouldn't have. You get a chance to have a look over here. He was standing on the table. He was so excited. But a good call. Thanks very much. The people in America got the call as well. So we're just going to give you the final results. 5-3, 88 and 4. A great drive. And I think Graham's going to sprint up past the speakers. And he's going to stop. Where's he stopped? I stopped on the other side there. They are going to come round to the CRC sign in the middle for a little bit of a presentation for the TV crew as well. So but we can see that Brock is down there, and Graham's trying to get to him as quick as he can. But come on, people, he's getting out of the car. Put your hands together for one more time. You've just seen a young New Zealander take out the challenge of a very, very experienced American, and he's very happy about that.
It's his first ever feature win. Brock Meskovich, Western Springs. He'll taste victory lane over Jerry Coons Jr. And in third place, very victorious Brad Mosen. What an epic race, Graham Standring. An absolute epic race. Well, Derbs, I'm just trying to get
30 laps.
I'm just trying to get my thoughts about myself. That was a... That was a brilliant race.
Sprint car. It was good. I mean, the fact was that you see somebody that started on grid number 9, and he just went from there. He had to get past for 8 chances.
Well, he won the $5,000 bounty at lap 21, and then he won it again. He's out of the car, folks. Put your hands together for him again, Brock Meskovich.
That was good. Okay, let's see if we can get some sprint car. So here we go with the grids. We have on grid number 1, car number 4. I presume this is what we're doing now. Still on Tuesday. Glenn Torpy. Grid number 2 will be car number 5. Daniel Rogers. Grid number 3, car number 78. And that is Daniel Eggleton, grid number 4. And we got to cross down to Graham Standring.
Down here with a very elated Brock Meskovich and the team. That's their very first feature win. You beat Jerry Coons Jr. by millimetres. And also here I've got Max Butterworth, brother of Barry Butterworth, to present the trophy to a very excited and young Brock Meskovich. Brock, talk us through. When you've led for so long, are we expecting them to come?
Yeah, when I come up to the lap traffic there, during the end, I seen Coons, I saw the front of him, and I knew that the drive was on the bottom, so I stayed on the bottom, worked around the lap car, and I was lucky to get around Mark Mullins, but we pulled it off.
Yeah, fantastic effort. And Max, that was a great race. Good to see the guys come from the back again.
It was great, all right. Yeah, and Barry'd be really impressed with that one.
Yeah, and so how old are you, Brock?
Pardon?
I'm 19.
19 years old, so this is the future of New Zealand midget car racing. Well done on behalf of everybody up there. Congratulations, you did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I couldn't have thanked without the team tonight. Kevin helping me out, Brian, Jamie. A special thanks to my dad for being there day in, day out. My mum, my sister, Richie, Easy Shot, Magnum Motors, 1M First Maintenance, and McDonald's. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
McDonald's at Point Chev, I can tell you that's where I see them hanging out. That's where the sponsorship comes from, McDonald's at Point Chev. Well, I tell you what, Leith would be absolutely wrapped, and he was driving that car for Brock down here when we watched him down beneath us. And the main thing is, it's all.